Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
What'd you say, man? You love this song? First time you've ever heard it?
No, Anthony.
Oh, the 80s were great. They were great. Although we went into creepy 80s music, I think, last week. There is some good 80s music out there. I keep hearing this song everywhere, too. And it's like making a resurgence. The internet's a strange place.
Hey guys. Anthony's also continually getting Rickrolled, but he doesn't know what it means. So he's just like, I keep hearing Rick Astley, but he doesn't understand why.
Yeah, I have no idea why.
Do you know what a Rickroll is?
I don't even know what a Rickroll is.
So it's when someone sends you something on the internet, like, hey, you got to check this out. And it's just Rick Astley's song, Never Gonna Give You Up.
That's never happened to me before, not once in my life.
You have bad friends.
Yeah.
Most of my friends don't.
You might get Rickrolled today multiple times because of
this. Most of my friends have never even heard that song.
Have you not heard the greatest song ever created?
Because it's not their genre of music. They ain't listening to that. I can guarantee that. They were like, hey, you have to check out this song. It's probably, I can tell you, it's definitely everything but 80s pop music. It's about anything but that. But that's totally, you know, I've never been to Rickroll. Didn't even know what it meant till today. We learned something new today.
See, the Rickroll is also probably like 15 years old.
Like the really? Gag of this has been going on that long?
Yes.
Yeah, it started for sure probably in emails. Like, you have to click this link immediately to make sure you are signed up for the meeting, and then you click it, and it's Rick Astley.
Let's talk about email etiquette real quick. If you are sending something to somebody's business email that isn't business related, stop doing it. Stop doing it. There's no reason for that. And when they ask you, hey, could you please stop sending me these emails? This is a working email for me. And they continue to, I don't know the right way to go about this. I really don't know how to read. What?
Block them.
I can do that via email.
Yeah, you can block email addresses.
I'm going to have to block the sender then, because I mean, I'm going to explain to him too, like, if you need me for something, you have my cell phone number, but I can't continue to get these emails in my inbox. Like, I'm going to have to block your account or block your address or whatever. Just be real upfront about it. I asked you nicely once, could you not send this kind of crap to my email inbox? You continuously send it, so I'm going to block you. And that's going to be that. And nothing personal, just stop spamming my email account. Like, how much time do old people have on their hands that they just want to keep sending you stuff? I'm talking elderly, too. I'm talking, like, past 75. Like, one, you know those chain emails everybody keeps sending? Like, it's like old people love doing that. They love sending chain emails. Like, oh, send this on to five friends. No, get that bleep out of here. I'm not sending this on to anybody. It's not going to bring me any good luck. I'm not getting blessed by any pope. It is what it is. They got 74 attachments, and you got to, like, you're scrolling through. It's like, look, this is here's a wonderful Christmas story. No, take your Christmas story. Get the hell out of my inbox. Get out. I don't need it.
There's only one Christmas story.
Thank you. And you're not going to send it to me via email.
No, it's on TBS for 24 hours on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
24 hours straight. Just like flood
with
my inbox.
Master Ralph Parker.
Okay. Unnecessary. Maybe the most overrated Christmas movie of all time.
Mute him, please.
Excuse me?
A Christmas Story? Fragile. Still one.
Okay,
the most overrated.
Give Christmas me your top three then.
March 1st. We're doing Mount Rushmore Christmas movies.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I'll have to get back to you on my top three of Christmas movies. Maybe we'll do it next Christmas. I'll give you my three favorites. What else is going on? Welcome back into the show, I should say, by the way. I don't know. Sometimes we get a little The train falls off the tracks a little bit. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. I'm Anthony Bellino. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Value Guest Line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. On Twitter, XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. On Comcast Channel 900, find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand. Visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio at Pages, or online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. What else is going on in the world of sports? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
All right, our teams over the weekend. We had last night the New York Knicks beating the Detroit Pistons 109-90. Red Wings fell to the Chicago Blackhawks 7-2. My goodness. Final in seven innings. The Detroit Tigers topped the Philadelphia Phillies for the spring training opener 10-2. So congratulations to them. Michigan State fell on the road yesterday at Maryland 73-55. And then, of course, we had the Michigan Wolverines handling business at Assembly Hall. My goodness, 73-57 against the Indiana Hoosiers. All right, let's going around. Colin Morikawa won the Workday Championship by 3 strokes. Congratulations to him. I love the fact that you had so many PGA Tour members wearing red in honor of Tiger Woods. A lot of red and black out there. I thought that was an awesome tribute to him. Ex-Notre Dame football star Lewis Nix, at 29 years of age, was found dead after being reported missing. No cause of death was announced. How about this? Josh Gordon is going to join Johnny Manziel in the fan-controlled football league as a member of the FCF Zappers. Team owner Bob Menery told Adam Schefter. Gordon will join his former NFL cohort, who was Gordon's teammate in Cleveland, in Manziel, on the team's roster. It's a 7-on-7 game in which fans set rosters, call plays, and interact in a blend of traditional and esports environments. I don't know what this is. I saw it on television. I'm like, what is this, Arena League 2.0? I'm good. Houston Rockets guard Victor Oladipo recently turned down a 2-year, $45 million max contract extension, the most the franchise could offer him before the end of the regular season. As expected, Oladipo is going to be searching for a longer-term deal. 2 days after the Toronto Raptors beat the Houston Rockets, with several coaches, including head coach Nick Nurse and star forward Pascal Siakam, sitting out due to the NBA's health and safety protocols, the Raptors had last night's game against the Chicago Bulls postponed because they couldn't field the required 8 players. They are supposed to host Detroit. That's our Pistons tomorrow on Tuesday before heading to Boston to take on the Celtics on Thursday. Anthony Simmons, Cassius Stanley expected to join Obi Toppin in the NBA slam dunk contest. You could not find me a more less enthusiastic dunk competition.
No, Zion, he teased it, maybe.
This right year, now, though, the dunk contest is at halftime of the All-Star game.
Yes.
So hopefully that means it'll no longer be a 2-hour event and we can get it over in 20 minutes like it should be.
Yeah, LeBron should have done it. Zion should be in there.
Miles Bridges you can throw in. I like Obi Toppin being in there. Zion should be in it. Bridget, if you're going to do young guys, have them be names that we can recognize.
Truth. And Obi Toppin is just playing limited minutes in New York. Like, I don't know. There's this weird stigma around it where some of the bigger names won't compete in it. And it's kind of strange to me. Like, get out there. Like, the fact that LeBron's never won a dunk contest, like, that basically, I mean, you can't even have the Jordan conversation. Guy didn't win the dunk contest. Vegas Golden Knights and their brief partnership with a sports betting pick seller. How about this? A company out of Mexico, the Golden Knights, had a sponsorship agreement with UPick Trade. And I'm not really sure what was going on, but it was announced Wednesday that UPick Trade would become the official pick service partner of the Knights and would be featured on the team's website and social media platforms, as well as the boards around the rink at T-Mobile. This all happens, and Carlos Lazo Reyes, the CEO of the company, called the partnership a historic moment in the sports betting market. However, the partnership was widely criticized by sports betting community, including problem gambling experts and bookmakers and bettors. They were concerned about whether or not UPick Trade would sell picks on the Knights games if the company would have access to injury or starting lineup information, which I thought was interesting. The Michigan Wolverines secured a quarterback transfer, Alan Bowman, from the Texas Tech Red Raiders. So what are they doing? I have no idea. We'll step aside. We're back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, don't just sit there on the sidelines, man. You're a starter, right? You're a type A personality. Get in the game and grab your piece of the sports betting action with BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up using bonus code SHEPBET and your first bet is totally risk-free up to $600. Register now and you'll also gain access to BetMGM's innovative parlay selection features, live betting options, daily boosted odds specials, and more. The March matchups in college hoops are red hot and there's plenty of exciting showdowns in pro basketball and hockey as well. Whatever your favorite sport might be, BetMGM has you covered. Simply download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 in free bets on your first wager. Make every game and every play mean so much more with the King of Sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag pop the tab at freddythepizzaman.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com. Or email freddythepizzaman at gmail.com.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
To the line, Juice with a shot, scores! Christian Juice, it's a power play goal. The first time in 41 opportunities.
BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
It's a power play goal. The first time in 41 opportunities, the Red Wings have hit with a man advantage, and the streak is over.
Good news there for the Detroit Red Wings. First power play goal in 41 opportunities. Christian Juice with the power play goal. Light the lamp. Love to hear it. We got a little remix of music going on over there. We got a little DaBaby. You brought a little back, a little Maniac back there, Dan, on the ones and twos. Are you mixing this together?
Yeah, I was trying to Rickroll you, but
a little trap horn.
You want some trap horn?
I mean, if you had it, you know, it's, I mean, if you're gonna be, you know, on the one, you know, wheels of steel. Ooh, oh, love it, absolutely love it.
The trap horn works in every song.
It really does. If you immediately switch this back to Maniac and just hit that horn, you'd be totally fine.
I mean, you could throw in, like, Rascal Flatts and throw a trap horn over it, and you're just like, that was good. I like that.
Rascal Flatts really missing out. They should. 100%. The Detroit Red Wings had their two-game winning streak snapped. They lost to the Blackhawks 7-2 after beating them the previous night 5-3. They'll be back in action on the road against Columbus, but this Red Wings team now 7-14-3 with 17 points. Their little two-game win streak moved them ahead of the Dallas Stars for the they now have the second worst record in the Central Division.
A winning streak, according to the great Lou Brown from Major League, does not start till three games.
You got to win three in a row? I'm okay with that. You want to, yeah. I think for teams like the Red Wings who have struggled as much as they have, if you could pair a couple of wins, does that work? We could pair a couple of wins?
Yeah.
String a couple of wins together? a streak needs to be three or more. I'm okay with that. But where the Red Wings are at right now with seven victories, that puts them ahead of the Dallas Stars in the Central. In the East, they're tied with the Rangers and the New Jersey Devils at seven wins apiece. Then you have the Buffalo Sabres, who have won six times. You have seven wins for the Ottawa Senators. You have six wins for the Anaheim Ducks and seven wins for the San Jose Sharks. So there's a whole host of teams that are right in the same realm as the Detroit Red Wings. Now, how much of the constant divisional play plays a role in this? I'm not really sure. You know, I don't know if we know how to necessarily like quantify the fact that Detroit and Dallas don't get to play the New York teams, don't get to play Buffalo, don't get to play Vancouver, who only has eight wins, or Ottawa, or Anaheim or San Jose. You know, consider if you look out west, you know, the Avalanche, the Blues, the Wild, the Knights, it's a pretty good division. You look in the north, you know, the Maple Leafs, Oilers, and Winnipeg is the north, maybe the weakest division in hockey, considering it's all the Canadian teams. Or are these Canadian teams, is there some legitimacy behind the 16-4-2 record from the Toronto Maple Leafs? So you can say whatever you want about like the different bubbles, the different formats, and the different ways that everybody's had to go about, you know, getting their leagues going. But because of the international travel there with the Canadian teams and the fact that, hey, we can't have an entire division of teams that can't come south of the border just to play hockey, the fact that the governments couldn't get together to make that work, so they realign all of the divisions. You know, this is one of the stranger things that is that COVID has produced, is the NHL realignment for this season. It's just weird. Because how do we know how actually good, like, there's going to be a Canadian team that's going to advance in the playoffs no matter what. Like, they're getting to the conference finals. That's just the way it is. Very, very. I mean, and, you know, divisional winner get to the conference final. Okay, like, that's fine. What do they really look like, though? We have no idea. We haven't seen this happen in the NBA. We haven't seen this happen in Major League Baseball, certainly not in the NFL, to where, you know, if you only played divisional games, how would that affect your product out there, like, in, for instance, out of the ice? Like, this isn't an easy division by any stretch. The Blackhawks have won 12 games despite struggling a little bit this year. Carolina Hurricanes have won 13. The Florida Panthers have won 13. Then you have the Tampa Bay Lightning, who, with 14 wins, right up there with Edmonton and Toronto as the toast of the league. And it's like, okay, well, how many of those wins, like, you know, how good is the Great White North here in the sport of hockey right now? Also, speaking of the Great White North, I want to bring this up too, because I saw this, and this has happened in one other league, but I didn't think this was a possibility. But the Toronto Blue Jays are going to become the first MLB team without a dedicated radio broadcast. Sportsnet Media released an announcement stating the games would be simulcast on the radio for the upcoming 2021 season, which to me is a travesty. An absolute travesty. You know, when you take away the radio broadcast of whatever, and the Orlando Magic had done this as well. The Orlando Magic cleaned house with a lot of their radio crew, and they're simulcasting their television. There's a drastic difference between radio and television broadcasting. A lot of people say that the TV broadcast doesn't need to be like the radio because you can see the game, right? Well, how much of the TV broadcast is just fill time? You know, sometimes you get off track, and baseball's different. I think baseball's much different because you have this the amount of downtime in the game and how long the season is, how slow the game is. Like, you have to be a great storyteller. There are different, you have to be able to call the balls and strikes, but at the same time, your color analyst has to be able to fill that time. Like, they got to have some experience in the game, and they got to be able to tell that story. If it's on the radio, you could focus more on what's actually taking place out there in the field, which is really why we want to watch anyways. You know, we don't tune in for story time. It's just those stories complement the broadcast. You can do it during radio, and there's time for it during radio, but radio is a lot more descriptive on what's actually happening because no one can see anything. A lot of times, I get a little disappointed with television broadcasts when they just turn into, it's turned into like debate show talk. You know, you watch some of these national broadcasts like on college basketball on ESPN, or even in the pro game on ESPN. Maybe it's just an ESPN thing to where, you know, guys are just talking about a whole bunch of randomness. And it's like, this isn't a talk show. This is a basketball game. Like, just give me the basketball. Tell me what's going on right now. explain things. Like, I loved when Dan Dockich would walk out on the floor. I know that his name's in the news right now, so if I say that I love it, anything in relation to Dan Dockich, people are going to explode. But I like when he's out there on the floor explaining things and why things are happening and what teams are doing to combat certain things, and, you know, giving us that inside look into, like, what is a coach thinking at this moment. I think that's important. And I think it's important to the broadcast as well. You know, and so for the Toronto Blue Jays to just axe their radio team, like, that to me, that's not a good sign, because as the world continues to evolve, you know, media continues to change. There's a lot of syndication. There's a lot of condensing. There's not as many opportunities out there. So as many people want to tell you, like, oh, yeah, just start a podcast. Just do this. Do that. Like, it's not that easy, you know. And some podcast, like, some things take off and it works out really well, and you have a company like Barstool. You know, then there's every other one that didn't turn out to be Barstool. And it's like, okay, well, there's the drastic difference. But the media world definitely changing. And for somebody who really enjoys radio, I listen to a lot of sports talk radio. I enjoy the realm of radio. We're doing radio right now as we speak. I thought that was kind of sad to see that broadcast go away. Same with the Magic. You just hope that it doesn't happen. I think that there is definitely a benefit. I wish that there was a way that you could trigger the radio call for television.
I don't know how it's really possible that a team can have that. Like, I mean, I don't know about you guys. I mean, and I work for the TV, you know, the TV call, the TV broadcast. Like, I listen to the radio broadcast a ton still, and I'm not even, like, I'm not even on the road that much, and I still listen to it. So I don't. How is there an MLB team that's not going to have a radio call? That's just nuts.
Well, they'll have the radio call. It will just be simulcast from the television,
right? So but that's
it's just not the same.
It's not the same at all, because it's going to be super awkward when they're referencing graphics that
no one can
half
see.
Of their audience can't see.
They can't see,
or a little rougher if you're watching on TV and you're like, why is this guy explaining everything that's going on? Like, it just makes it for a very disconnected broadcast on both ends.
Very much so. We'll step aside Matt Shepard, speaking of play-by-play and baseball. We'll do a lacrosse talk with him on Michigan, Michigan State, the Big Ten, the Tigers, and more. That's coming up next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
We have
trusted performance. Install Dorman premium steering and suspension parts on your vehicle. Dorman Chassis Solutions reliably meet the needs of fleets, trucks, and everyday drivers. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code GREEN15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.